Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Semi Ojeleye nailed 6 3-pointers and had a career-high 24 points in the Celtics' 120-106 win over the Raptors. Also, the Trailblazers outlasted the 76ers 118-114, the Warriors defeated the Magic 111-105, and the Heat down the Rockets 101-94. In women's college basketball, Florida State bested Syracuse 67-52. In the NHL, the Penguins edged the Islanders in a shootout 4-3. The Oilers shut out the Canadiens 3-0. The Panthers knocked off the Lightning 5-2, the Ducks blanked the Golden Knights 1-0, and the Blue Jackets beat the Blackhawks 6-5. The NHL is reportedly adding game-day COVID-19 rapid tests for players to its safety protocols in its latest bid to stem potential outbreaks. And the Bruins say they will wait to retire pioneering black hockey player Willie O'Ree's number 22 until next January so that they can hopefully hold the ceremony with fans in the building. In NASCAR, Eric Almirola and Austin Dillon won last night's 150-mile qualifying races for this weekend's Daytona 500. However, Almirola will slide up from the second to the front row after William Byron wrecked his car in the second race. And in another disappointment for Hendrick Motorsports, Alex Bowman could be moved to the back if his motor needs to be changed. He had engine trouble in the first race. In tennis at the Australian Open, government officials have banned fans from attending for 5 days starting Saturday because of a COVID-19 outbreak at a nearby hotel. On the court, Serena Williams advanced to the round of 16 by beating Russian teen Anastasia Potapova 7-6, 6-2. Naomi Osaka overcame 28 unforced errors and saved 6 of 7 break points in a 6-3, 6-2 win over Ange Jabeur. On the men's side, Grigor Dimitrov was leading 6-love, 1-love when Pablo Carreño Busta retired due to injury. I'm Jesse King.